Welcome to Podcast 56.
Welcome to Podcast 56.
Brought to you by the Ben, Joey, Nikki girlfriend app.
The B&J dating app. It sounds so much better.
The J and B. I'm trying to make it sound like, you know.
Well, it was the BJ dating app, so now it's the...
As long as not the JB dating app, you get a whole bunch of 14-year-olds.
Oh, God.
Nope. Out. Done. Not happening. Rejected.
How do we go from zero to batshit in like 5 seconds?
30 seconds. We hit 30 seconds before that joke was made.
I meant Justin Bieber JB, by the way.
Oh.
Okay.
Not 4chan JB. Still, speaking of which...
You spend a lot of time on 4chan.
Apparently. I'm really concerned where this segue is going.
Did you hear about Moot? That's no. A general...
Did you general hear Moot. About Moot?
No. Moot, also known as Christopher Poole, or Christopher Poole, also known as Moot.
Also known as founder of 4chan.
Yes.
Also known
created
as Deadpool.
4chan 15 years ago. Okay?
Okay.
And this morning, he announced that he's stepping down from the administrator position. He was the only administrator. He had about 100 volunteers, like, doing, like, janitorial work, but he stepped down.
Damn.
So there's no longer... a single admin, now there's like a group of volunteers doing it.
Is this the feminist girlfriend's fault?
No. He basically said he's sick of everyone seeing him as his biggest failure. You know, like everyone sees Steve Jobs as Apple.
Right.
Everyone would see Christopher Poole as 4chan.
And he doesn't want to be known as 4chan.
Yeah.
Has he done other stuff?
No.
Oh, well,
well
then,
see, then fuck it.
It's not like he has something else, like, you know, he invented, cold nitrogen. Fucking A, I can't talk.
Cold fusion?
Cold fusion. Thank you, Ben.
You
it's not like he invented cold fusion and everybody
cold
doesn't know about that.
Warm nitrogen!
My brain just fucking shot. I've been working all day again.
No, but...
Me too.
Me three. I've been working longer than everyone here.
Are you sure about that?
I literally just stopped working.
Oh. Because I worked from 9 to 6.
Yeah, I was doing mental work.
I worked from
work.
9 to 8.
I woke up at like noon 30.
Oh, wow,
and
until I got here.
So 12 hours.
I was stuck at my job.
Like stuck?
For an extra half hour.
What's the cable Children. There?
I'm fondling it.
Yeah, don't fondle it because these cables are kind of shitty and they
don't
just spike
the
on
dongle.
The audio
yeah,
thing.
Don't
always
fondle
the dongle.
So anyway, so...
But they will buy nicer cables.
One day we'll buy fondle.com.
One day.
.net.
That's a dream goal.
Fondle.com. Now you can fondle anything.
What about fondle.me?
Oh my god.
Look it up.
We haven't even tried this.
I'm going to look it
Phone,
up.
Phone, bust it out. Someone
do
find
it,
out
it,
if
it,
that's
it,
available.
It,
bust it.
Right.
Oh, he's going to look it up? Okay.
We're going to have a race here.
Now in the meantime.
In the meantime.
I quit.
I quit.
So, anyways, what I was saying was Moot, when he created 4chan, he actually just copied this website called 2chan.
Seriously?
And he wanted to make an English version of an anime fan site. That's all it was. It was
okay.
anime/manga, which was A, and then there was B, which was anime/random.
Hmm.
Those were the only two ports there.
Okay, that
so
makes sense.
So it wasn't even his creation. He basically just took the entire source of 2chan and then created 4chan.
I just find it so interesting. It was 2chan, then it was 4chan, and then they replaced 4chan with 8chan.
Yeah, that was kind of the, you know...
Yeah, well, but why not 6chan? Why go to 8? You know, doubling? Fucking
two,
binary?
4, 8, it's, yeah, it's
binary. Yeah, binary, but, you know, still.
It's doubled. And also, it's not technically 8chan, it's infinity chan.
Okay.
That it's a sideways infinity. 8.
So, yeah. And speaking with that whole Moot loss...
Damn it, fondle.me is taken.
Damn it!
Can we make an offer?
Probably
you'll pay
like $4,500.
Yeah, we're not going to send
we
that kind of money.
We will give you $2 million for fondle.me.
We could do fondle.club, the fondle club.
The fondle club.
That's only $788 a year.
Fondle club.
I can afford the fondle club.
Fondle club. So,
be part of the fondle club. And then we'll redirect that to the stream, and it's like, come be part of the fondle club, and it's just whatever we're doing at the time. We're the fondle club. We're destined to become failures. All right, sorry to interrupt you like 7 times in a row there.
No, it's all right. But a lot of 4chaners were discussing something called Project Gemini. And that was basically, and I just read about it like a few hours before I came over here. But basically, they all planned to print out pictures of Moot, Christopher Poole, and put them in like just random duffel bags and stuff, and leave them at train stations and subways, to where they would eventually be sent to baggage claim, and they were like all these bags would pile up, and be suspicious. And then you get bomb squads all around the U.S. going towards these bags to, like, you know, disarm the bombs. They open it up and it's just pictures of Moot, and they're like, what the fuck?
Oh, man.
That's such a 4chan thing. Interesting.
I'm really curious how the world would handle that. And then, but you'd have the problem because you'd have that one jackass who actually put a bomb in there. And then, bombs are going to go off. And they're going to be, oh, it's just another Moot bag. And then, boom. And then everybody's dead.
Well, they would associate that with Moot.
Would they, though? Because I mean, I don't know. The government can be stupid sometimes. But I feel like they would obviously know.
Those silly Moot.
No, I feel like they would realize that it's not Moot doing it.
Well, the news assumed that 4chan was a system admin.
No, I know that. But, you know, the news is different than the arresting governments, I hope.
No. I don't know. Have you seen how they run their websites?
No, man. Speaking of, okay, so
we just got back. You know, from Texas.
This is actually going to be an off podcast story. Just remind me, City of Tampa off podcast.
Okay,
we'll talk about that later.
We just got back from Texas.
We did just get back from Texas. Texas was cool.
Texas was exciting. Was everything bigger ways. There? Yes, as a matter of fact, everything was fucking huge in Texas.
Yes, it was. You should have
felt so much better, Ben.
No, I felt like
he actually felt more inadequate.
Yeah,
but anyway, we were in. We went to this really cool Hooters-like restaurant, kind of more like Tilted Kilt.
Ojos Locos. Oh my Ojos God.
Locos. Excellent food. Like, the truly girls. Phenomenal food, despite the fact it was, like, bar food.
The girls.
The girls.
Barf food.
Booty.
Bar food, yeah.
Booty.
Barf
food. Barf. Lots of booty. Like, these skirts were so short.
You saw all of the booty. There's no booty left to the imagination.
I wanted to work at the Tilted Kilt so bad, because I'm just like, do you know how much money I could be swimming probably. In a short skirt like that? Hell yeah.
If you worked at Tilted Kilt before we
I think you'd
dating.
Have to pay people. No, I'm kidding.
How rude.
You'd get negative tips. No. They would actually not pay the full bill.
If you worked at Tilted Kilt before we started dating, we probably wouldn't be dating now, to be
Shut
honest.
Shut up.
Yeah, but now.
Money's money.
No, but your self-worth is like
I fuck bitches and get factor. Money.
So anyway, and while we were there, I got a soda, and my soda was like a very, very large soda. It was like, holy shit, that was my first like Texas experience. I was like, wow, everything really is bigger here.
Oh, the fun thing is like we woke up the next morning to go to the competition that we were at, and there was a Texas like parade with horses and cowboys. Yes.
With like sheriffs like, right, yeah, with the cowboy hat. It's like, it's just a parade of horses. And we're like, wow,
well, this is so Texas.
Yeah, in their football games, like the Houston Texans.
Yeah, there was a
they go and open up the Texas flag, say the Texas Stars at Night pledge, and then they open up the American flag and pledge to the American flag.
Wow.
They say the Texas,
Texas was its own country at one point.
It was. Long, long time ago.
And they still think it is their own country.
Yeah.
Speaking of very large things, did you hear about the Hubble telescope picture?
Yes.
4.3 gigabytes.
Of picture. Single picture.
That's bigger than my folder.
That's...
What?
That's bigger than a typical high-definition movie. Two of them.
Slightly bigger than my dick.
Your dick is 4.3 gigabytes?
You know
that information is contained in there.
Gigadick?
Gigadick.
Ben has 4.3 gigadicks.
Actually,
oh my god.
They have the... the capacity of how much your semen holds for data-wise because of DNA and RNA have data capacity.
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
Can we test this?
I'll find out.
Oh, I'm so scientifically interested. For science, of course.
We have to see how much data my spunk
contains.
I'm really
happy to not have a penis. You guys are
Why? It's so much fun!
But no, they were thinking of having a biotic. Not biotic. Wait, is it biotic?
Bionic?
No, not bionic. That's a machine.
Biologically stored data.
Yeah, a biologically stored data. Okay.
They succeeded. They did successfully.
700 terabytes.
Are you kidding?
Into a single strand of living DNA.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
I thought it was like kilobytes.
Okay, so long story short, Ben has a lot more than 4.3 gigadicks available.
Wait, can one of those be considered one gigadick?
So
no, that would be one... How much was it?
700 terabytes.
Okay, so however much DNA is in a single sperm is that many 700 teradicks? We're talking like at least 43 petadicks.
Petadicks.
Your body could hold. I'm just scrolling through like titles and
ungodly
stuff.
Amounts of semen.
150 zettabytes.
150.
But that's his whole body.
Yeah.
So one zeta byte.
I would say his dick's about 1% of his body, right? Wait, I don't know.
All right, let's say 10 zeta bytes is 1 gigadick.
That's not how so that I'd math works out at all.
That doesn't make any sense.
Because you go from bytes to dicks, and then I don't know. Fuck it.
But you don't, you don't go from giga to zeta.
Dick bytes.
There's like peta first, at least.
So what about a dick bit?
Wait. Okay. So we're doing bits now.
Yeah.
That's a lot of bits. could probably be 150 petabits. Or petadits.
Is that spelled with a T? That's spelled with a T, right?
I don't even fucking know anymore.
Oh, so at my new job, some people were talking about
petadicks?
Penises and stuff.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
we're
actually talking about how is this work appropriate?
And semen. And,
I talk about this shit at work all the time.
I do too. That's true. But,
For you, it's not appropriate because you work at a school.
Hey,
we work with adults.
Talk in the office. What happens in the office does not leave the office.
Well, they were discussing what happens at the end of pornography, you know, like the money shot.
No.
They will sometimes...
Who watches pornography to the end?
Dan raised his hand.
I watch it for the plot.
There was one mechanic
one that I did.
What?
I'm the cook. Remember that?
Did you hear about the porno that like had an ending that's... talked about the girl's life after the porno.
Yes.
And, like, nobody found it for, like, 3 years, and then all of a sudden they're like, whoa, this happens.
Well, yeah. Anyways, so that money shot isn't always legitimate. I mean, you're like, no, duh. But they sometimes have, like, 16 takes.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, by the time, you obviously aren't rejuvenated by that time. So, like, 60% of those shots is just a whole bunch of corn syrup that they squirt on the girl's face.
Really?
Yeah,
they just go
syrup?
Like this.
That's
and, like,
weird.
Put like corn syrup on her face.
But corn syrup's clear.
But why
not? If you dilute it with things. Or
but why not just do the money shot first? Like, get that out of the way. Like, you know, movies. Any movie that has like a nude scene with a big actor or actress in it, they always record those first, so that they can't back out towards the end of the movie after, because you know they've already filmed the whole movie with them in it. They can't find a new actor.
But you can only miss the shot so many times before you can't make any more shots.
That's what I'm saying. That's why
it doesn't matter when it is. You're still not going to be rejuvenated.
You don't have to be rejuvenated. I'm just saying, get the money shot done in the beginning, and then you don't have to be fully rejuvenated for the rest of the video.
You're not getting it. It's not the ejaculators thing. It's the camera guy. He has to get the right shot.
Okay, so you're saying they do multiple takes to get the right shot.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
The art to
that, and I mean, after you're done recording that scene, that guy wouldn't necessarily have enough, you know.
He just wants to go to sleep after.
Yeah.
But you could get a mild rejuvenation period that wouldn't make for a good money shot, but would at least get the rest of the video. That we are analyzing this way too in depth.
Have you ever noticed
the porn
that
podcast?
Guys in pornography are really like homely looking. Like,
yes.
Super awesome porn stars. Like, oh god.
Makes me feel better about myself.
No,
I stand a chance.
You're like, oh god.
I stand a chance.
She's super hot.
She's super hot, and then the guy's like, oh god.
See, I don't notice the other half of that.
You do the thumb trick.
Exactly.
So
there's an idea.
While on the subject of like penises and their
dicks.
Accessories.
So basically every podcast.
So
dicks, and more dicks.
Going down to the sax part. You know how chickmunk? I was ball sack. Sax.
Chipmunks?
Oh, okay.
Snookies.
Chipmunks. You know how they can store a lot of stuff in their mouth?
Yeah.
They can store a lot of semen in their mouth, too.
All right, Nikki. Now you're going on the term of bestiality.
I don't know. Well, chipmunks might like wild sex.
We do not support bestiality in this
podcast. You might not know this, but they have sacks in their mouth that hold that stuff. Do you know how far down it goes?
Very far. Did you see
down
the
to their hips.
Yeah.
So they when chipmunks put stuff in their mouth, that stuff is stored all along the side of their body down to their hips.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's fucking
witchcraft. So it's like they're like a hot dog and the bun is the nuts. Wait. Shit.
Wait a minute.
That makes me not like chipmunks now, because it's like, ew. That's so weird.
You just want to like stick your finger in their mouth.
No, I don't want to stick my finger in its mouth.
Gotta go wash my eyes for 10 seconds, and I come back to Nikki not wanting to put her fingers in something's mouth.
Chipmunks'
mouths.
Did y'all hear that? Something completely unrelated. Borderlands pre-sequel and Borderlands 2 are being released in a package for next-gen consoles.
That's are exciting. They?
Yeah, I'm kind of excited to the fact that the pre-sequel's coming to next-gen. I don't know how I feel about them re-releasing more games. Because I just bought Saints Row again on the Xbox One.
Yeah, you don't want to, because you're like, you want to buy it, but you don't, because it's like, I already bought all these games once. Yeah. Why am I buying the same games again? Make a new goddamn game for me.
It was really cool when, like, oh, they remade Halo. So awesome.
Right, well, Halo's a little bit different, yeah. I feel.
But then it's like, oh, and they remade this game. So now awesome.
That's just being biased.
No, why? Because they actually remastered Halo.
Oh, that's true.
Whereas this is just being re-released for the next gen.
It's just going to be a report.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe the graphics are slightly better, but it's not remastered like the Halo games were.
Yeah.
And I still played the remastered one and the old graphics.
Not to mention, you got all of the remastered ones in one disc.
Oh, with the Master Chief.
Yeah.
I don't even have a disc. It's just a data file.
Exactly.
I don't even have a dick.
He does.
So you can't store
any
data.
Well, you can join the club with me.
You can't store any data.
No, I just had it in my mouth. I don't have one in my mouth.
It's like a chipmunk?
Yeah. Like
a chipmunk. It's in your hips.
My hips don't lie.
Bless you.
Man, I'm like having an allergic reaction down here. What the fuck is down here?
Drugs. Satan?
About
I'm here.
About 600 zetabytes of human data.
Zeta dicks.
Zeta dicks.
450 zeta dicks. There's only three guys here.
Okay.
But she's got zeta...
She's got DNA.
She's Satan.
She's got DNA though.
She's actually a really, really advanced single molecule, or what is it?
I think it's a single
cell organism. Cell organism. That's what
she's a really about. Advanced single mom.
I'm like, ah. Because
dads
I
can be the same age.
I fucking hate all of you.
That was the weirdest thing I saw on Facebook today. It was
and
some...
I thought you were posting that like it? To me. I'm
no,
like,
no, no,
do
no.
I know who posted it?
No, it's some guy I know from Texas through like somebody.
Oh, go figure. They're from fucking Texas.
Yeah, he posted.
What's that supposed to mean?
Of like a dad and a son, and he was like, "The dads and sons can be the same age," and it's like, "No, they can't.
Not no. biologically, bitches.
Is that how that works?
Biological like, bitches.
No. Biological bitches. Yeah.
That's just weird.
God, my eyes are so fucking itchy.
Joey and I had lots of sing-alongs in Texas.
Did you?
We did.
Was it magical?
It was. We were dancing between rooms because our rooms were connected to another group of people, and we were just like dancing in between rooms singing.
It's true, we were.
Were you
Let
naked?
Me blow
no.
you
Why not?
Away.
We won't talk about that.
What?
He said, were you naked?
Oh. Nope, not us. Not us.
Were you familiar?
Was Sai naked?
Sai wasn't there.
Yeah, Sai wasn't there?
No.
So we're going to Atlanta soon. That's
yeah.
the thing.
Sai will be there for that one.
That's scary.
Where are you going?
Atlanta.
Oh. Because I know Bucky doesn't listen to the podcast, and I can tell you our thing. So I cheer on a team, and... The name of the team is Gold. I won't say the name of the gym.
Gold sure. Gym.
Just Bucky.
Gold's Gym.
Like...
Well, anyway. So it's going to say the name of the gym on front, and then it's going to say G-O-L. And on the back, it's going to say you'll get the D later. And all the guys are wearing those shirts.
Oh, my God.
And since and since it's a cheer thing, it's
G.
Homosexual.
Oh, L. You'll get,
you get
the D later.
Oh, my
homosexuals.
God. That's great.
No. Not really. There's more straight guys in cheerleading than there is gay guys.
Well,
yeah. I would say I know more straight guys than gay guys.
Yeah.
Surrounded by chicks in short skirts, of course.
Yeah, exactly. And people don't understand that.
People don't understand that. It's like, dude.
There's a pretty heavy concentration of homosexuals in your group, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I would still say they are
a
minority.
Half and half.
Yeah.
We actually lost one of them, so now the straight guys are taking over.
Wait. Did he become straight, or did he
left? No, he left.
Did he quit the team, or did he just change
or
teams?
Or did he quit his team? That was good. Did y'all hear about Nintendo closing their
yes.
Nintendo
rewards
Club.
Program?
Can we talk about Windows 10 for like 7 minutes?
Can we talk about Nintendo first? Because that was brought up,
okay,
and we
yeah.
didn't actually cover that.
Yeah, shut up, Joey.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah, but they're closing. You can't read that, Nikki, because there's a special one I haven't read yet.
Whoa, spoiler topics. Topic spoilers.
I love spoilers.
So Nintendo's Dicks. Closing Club Nintendo and opening up a new reward system. Like, not many people knew.
I don't understand why they're not just, like, transitioning over.
I don't know, but all your points that you have currently, if you have any points, are expiring.
Yeah, like, you need to spend them. I don't, because I don't think I've ever registered anything.
I spend points on my dick.
What?
I don't know. It's been a very dickly podcast.
It has.
And let me get this one more
Go for it.
Story out, and then we can talk all about that. And I want to save this for Nikki. The Xbox One and PS4 versions of ESO will no longer require a subscription.
I saw that.
It's called Tamriel Unlimited.
Did you see it in the group chat?
Yeah.
No. Good, good, good. I'm glad you didn't see it in the group chat.
Why?
Because Joey told me.
Because I said it in the group chat, and Austin's like, no, I wanted to save that for Nikki for the podcast. And so okay, Austin, how's work going? Oh, that's really nice. I thought it would like be way up there when you got back to the chat.
I saw it, and I posted about it on Facebook.
Oh.
I know, I don't know.
I was just like, yeah! They also have another cinematic trailer, which I only watched the beginning of it.
I might have misunderstood you just now when you said it, but you said the PS4 and Xbox One version doesn't have a subscription.
The PC will also.
Okay, yeah.
I originally wrote the notes for PlayStation.
It is coming to the PS4 and Xbox One. It is also altogether losing its subscription. In fact, I want to say today was the last day of subscription, if I remember right.
I think it's March. Get ESO.
Maybe it was March.
I'm going to get it too.
So
I know that all PC versions are going to update to the Tamriel Unlimited Edition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't know if that's a free to play. But, you know.
But it doesn't matter now.
It probably will be.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, this game doesn't have a subscription, but if you want this armor, it's like $50.
I looked at it, and apparently World of Warcraft is the only one that has successfully done the pay-by-subscription. Like, I didn't know that.
It's been that way for so long.
Yeah, that's probably it. They were kind of there first and were successful enough the whole time. And now there's so many good free-to-play options.
EverQuest was the first one, and then EverQuest switched to free-to-play.
Yeah.
And World of Warcraft was left as the only one that had a subscription-based.
There's Fantasy Star.
Fantasy Star?
They still have a subscription?
Fantasy Star Universe for the Xbox One or 360 does.
Doesn't even sell a thing.
Yeah. It's $10 a month.
Diablo, was that?
Free to play.
That's free to play.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
I know that's run by Blizzard too.
Yes. Yes, it is.
You know what's messed up? The fact that free to play is a thing.
Yeah.
It's like, why is there a term that it's free to play a product that you own? Oh, yeah, it's free to drive your car.
Because a lot of the free to play games were actually free from the start, such as Team Fortress. Is that the one?
Was Team Fortress free to play?
Well, it wasn't originally, but when it went free to play, it actually went free to play, where you didn't have to pay for it initially. I see what you're saying. Like, Elder Scrolls Online, you have to pay for, and then it's free to play.
Yeah.
Whereas, it's free to play without a subscription.
Right. I can't remember. I had another example.
I don't know. That feels like you get really gypped out of it. It's like, okay, I bought this game for like $60. Now you want me to pay a subscription for it?
Right, exactly.
Hey, World of Warcraft got it down.
League of Legends, for example,
though.
That's
why I don't play WoW, because I will screw myself over.
I will quickly go broke.
Smite.
League of Legends is another example of something that is truly free to play, because
you can unlock the complete game
without spending a single
penny. Yeah, without spending.
Ben, how do you feel about Smite?
I fucking want to play it, because
it's coming to the PS4 and Xbox One.
I know. I'm excited, but I don't have enough money for the next 2 or 3 months to go buy an Xbox One or a PS4.
I was about to say, to buy the game, it's free.
I know. But I have so much shit going on for the next 2-3 months.
Oh, Smite's free.
Yeah, Smite is free to play.
Did not know that.
And
it's also going to be free on Xbox One and PS4.
It will?
No, that's what I'm asking. It's question mark.
That would be very interesting if it was. Because I've never heard of an initially free Xbox game.
That would be really cool, though. That would kind of bring free to play to console like that.
What is...
I'd be interested how that would work. Are they going to use Xbox servers or...
Interesting.
Because all games now use Xbox Live servers. You don't have these... Although, does like Phantasy Star Universe, do they use their own servers?
Yes.
Okay, so they have the option to use their own servers. So I'm very curious how that will play out.
I'm not. I don't care. As long as it works.
No, I'm just curious from like a perspective.
I also had to pay for an Xbox Live subscription and their $10... a month subscription.
Right.
So. Oh, did you play Phantasy Star Universe?
Hell yes, I did.
But I'm curious if they'll release a free game on the I mean, if you ask me, that's a smart move, because if you want to play it on console, it'll bring you to console. What the fuck are you guys looking at? Like, that is weird.
I had a bromit.
All right, so let's talk about Windows 10, because Windows 10 was like...
No, I'm kidding.
Officially like revealed today.
Is Windows 10 entertaining?
Windows 10 or 10.
Do people care about Windows 10?
I think so. I don't know what happened to Windows 9.
Can you play Windows 10?
They wanted to jump forward and skip, like they're saying, hey, this is so revolutionary, we're skipping 9, just going to 10. Which, I have a theory on that before we get into Windows 10.
Go for it.
So, every other Windows is good, and the other ones suck. So, let's just start out at 95. 95. Oh, actually, let's start at 98.
So you got Windows 3.
Yeah, I'm just skipping all that. Uh-huh. You've got 98. It was eh. Then you've got 2000. It was like, all right. Then you've got me, and it's like, no. And then you've got XP, and you're like, hell yes. And then you've got Vista, and you're like, no. And then you've got 7. Yes. Then you've got 8, and you're like, eh.
I like then, 8, though.
Well, you like 8, but 8 is...
It's that damn start menu.
Yeah.
Well, they have a start menu.
The start menu is that grid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But shit. And then 9 should be the improvement on 8. But they're skipping the improvement on 8 and just going to 10, which is the other one that's supposed to suck, in my opinion.
So they're just like, yeah, we're just making another shitty OS.
So they're going the route of Apple?
Ooh. Every Apple OS is shitty.
What are you talking Ooh. About? Snow Leopard was fucking amazing.
Snow Leopard?
I've killed so many Snow Leopards in Far Cry 4.
It's called Snow Leopard?
Yes. And well, in OS older generation. No, you went from tiger to leopard to snow leopard to lion to mountain lion to mavericks.
And then there was Ocelot.
That was like way forever ago.
Yeah. They were all named
after cats until this one, which was named after mavericks, which is a surfing spot in California.
But isn't maverick a type of cat?
No.
Are you sure?
If it is, that's not why they named it that.
Oh.
They wanted to surf.
Yeah.
Like Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Like Keanu Reeves.
Apple has been kind of going downhill since Jobs died.
Well, no shit.
It's upsetting.
A whole bunch of cars came up when I said Maverick.
After Mavericks was Yosemite, which is the new one, which is
Yosemite
National Park. Yeah, Yosemite.
But
yeah, Windows 10, they announced HoloLenses. It's like an Oculus Rift hybrid with Google Glass that is holographically interfaced. Future.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Future. Good way to describe that in future.
I didn't see or read anything about it because I was at work. But the way I am envisioning it, if you watched anything, just let me know if I
a little bit, but not really. So
I'm imagining it's set up kind of like Google Glass, but a little bit like Oculus Rift. But it also has hand gesture cameras in the front. So yes. You can be like, I'm going to swipe left. And then the camera.
That's kind of what I've gathered as well.
That's kind of cool.
One thing is that, like, Google Glass, you could kind of get away wearing in public. There's no way in hell you're wearing this in public. You'd look like a fucking space astronaut from the future.
I want to look like a space astronaut from
the future. I mean, like, imagine walking around wearing an Oculus Rift. That's what you would look like.
Well, hey, in Back to the Future, we're supposed to dress like total douchetards.
We would kind of look like Back to the Future.
And we would have hoverboards.
Hey, there's Miley Cyrus.
Well.
And hoverboards are a thing.
They are a thing?
Yes, yeah, they are.
Where
we talked about this.
Where because is my hoverboard?
You can't afford it.
Yeah, it's like a $10,000 Kickstarter. Bullshit.
Where's your completely electric car? You can't afford it.
Ooh. He said you can't get a Tesla.
Neither can you.
I mean, that's like saying 500 years ago, if you said everyone hops into metal tubes and then flies away, I mean, you'd be like, that's crazy. But
Elon Musk is totally doing it.
Everyone
well,
hops
there's
in
airplanes.
Yes, but you don't own an airplane.
Yet.
Let's own
oh, I thought airplane. We were talking about Elon Musk's
Let's
high-speed
get a
space
jet.
Tubes.
Let's no. get a jet. Let's
but or can we talk about Elon Musk's 4,000 internet satellites?
We can talk about that for
That's
seconds.
So fucking exciting. He's launching 4,000 satellites around the globe to provide worldwide internet from the space.
Is it going
to
be free, though?
That's an interesting question.
It won't be.
Free to play?
I think it will be.
I don't think so.
Because
Google's... that's supposed to fund him building a city on Mars.
Yes.
How's it going to fund him for
what?
Free?
Do you pay for Ads. Google?
No.
Exactly. Google just invested $1 billion into his 4,000 space satellite project.
Wait, are what? They also investing $1 billion into him building a city on Mars?
Technically, yes, by investing $1 billion in that.
They're investing in the future.
So, but basically, Elon Musk is the smart enough guy that he could probably find a way to turn those 4,000 satellites into...
Free!
But if the internet's fast enough, you know, I don't know what space satellites are in terms of speed, you know, that would replace your ISP. And I'd much rather pay Elon Musk money to fund his Mars campaign than to pay Verizon.
It's true.
So, even if it's not free, you know. But I don't know.
Someone at Verizon is going to hear this, and they're going to cut off, like, all of your power or whatever they
well,
can.
Well, fuck you! I'm switching to Brighton House next week anyway, bitch.
Do you have a choice?
So.
Not if I want fast internet.
So. Are you moving next week? Is our first podcast going to be next week?
No, it's approximate. Next week was like an approximate case. Probably not. We're probably looking 2 to 3 weeks. I don't know.
So in 2 to 3 weeks,
we're still kind of on target for first week of February, but cool. Reality is always different. Jeez.
Your internet just stopped loading the webpage I was going to load.
Verizon's listening in.
I was going to, seriously, like everything was loading just fine, and then it was like, nope.
It's like, yeah, you know what? Never mind. Leslie, you're an asshole. Nope.
But I get like really shitty service down here.
Yeah.
I get horrible service.
Yeah. Nikki, well,
what, you're Satan.
What was that Oculus like project that we saw?
Morpheus?
That might.
No.
It was one that went over your entire head. It made you look like an Evangelion robot.
The yellow thing? Was it yellow?
No, it was black.
Okay, because it's a helicopter arcade game that you like put over your head and spin around and shoot things.
It's just like that, but it's more mobile. Slightly more mobile.
Okay.
It's huge. It covers your entire head, sticks about six inches away at least, and is like the width of your head. So you can get an idea of what you're dealing with.
It looks like Mewtwo's helmet in
That sounds cool. I'd wear that around.
That's actually very good.
I would totally wear that around.
Excellent comparison.
And then you're like in this little trampoline style dome type thing where you walk and you're like, it's like you're walking.
Hmm. Oh, that's cool.
And it tracks your hand motions too, because like I guess that huge dome underneath, like, you know.
That's exciting.
So it's like the room from Gamer.
Yeah. That's exactly what that sounds like.
Except you don't have that huge thing in your face. Or you do have that huge thing in your face.
Wow. That's what she said.
Okay, apparently I'm dying of disease here.
Yeah, last podcast you were coughing. This podcast you're like sneezing your face off,
bleeding from the eyes of tears. What? Maybe I'm just really sad.
We've only gone half an hour into this podcast.
Yeah,
I feel like we've been talking forever.
I know.
That's because I brought up so many subjects so quickly.
Yeah. Oh man. Oh god.
Way to go, honey.
My eyes are burning.
Just slow down. This webpage is not available.
Ooh, does it give you a little dinosaur? You should play with the dinosaur.
No, it's a sad face.
Try tapping it. Sometimes the sad face will turn into a dinosaur. Okay, anyway, what we're talking about is on Google Chrome, if you ever get that, like, this page is unavailable where it shows you the dinosaur, if you tap on your screen, it becomes like a jumping game where you have to jump over the cactuses to get points. Or if you're on the computer, it's the space bar. And now my nose is running, so I sound really stuffy, and I'm really sorry.
Dude, you are dying.
You are dying.
There goes the tear. Tear just broke the... I'm going to go wash my face again.
What
are you getting so sick from?
I don't know. I'm dying.
What are you allergic to?
I don't know.
Have you ever had an allergy test?
I hope he's not allergic to my dignity.
Yeah. I don't know. I was going to say, like, I was cuddling with the cat, but it's not like you, like, rubbed your face on my shirt or anything.
That would be weird.
That would be weird.
I'm glad I have an echo. So...
Oh,
dicks.
So I went to Arby's.
Did you?
Yes.
Today.
Arby's.
It's like an 8-minute drive away from the office, which is really, really nice. Oh, you know, I get an hour lunch.
Yeah.
Fuck, so, I lost my glasses.
They're over here.
So when I went to Arby's, I used to go to Arby's all the time when I worked in construction.
Uh-huh.
And I would order 2 Max sandwiches. You're like, wow, that's a lot of fucking meat. But... I would down that shit.
Arby's has a secret menu item called the Meat Mountain.
Meat Mountain?
I want to order one.
Is it just roast beef?
No, it's like all the meats.
Oh, well, I just want the roast beef. But I... I
back to porn. No, I'm kidding.
No, but I ordered 2 today. I drove all the way back to the break room because it's really awesome at my job. Sat down, was watching. What movie was I watching? It was something ridiculous. I think it was The Mummy 2.
Okay.
No, that was yesterday. There's movies on all the time.
I want to watch The Mummy.
Wow.
Anyways, so.
There's a little bit of ass smacking going on.
Hey, Ben. That's Austin, by the way, in case anybody's curious.
Oh, yeah.
So I totally waterboarded myself when I was just washing my face.
Good.
Yeah.
No, but. So I ordered 2 sandwiches. You can get back to your story in a second.
That was it. I just waterboarded myself. That's all.
But I ordered 2 sandwiches, sat down, ate 1 sandwich, regretted how big it was. And I'm like, I ordered 2 of these fucking things.
Regretted how big it was?
Yeah.
Also what she said.
I'm still feeling it right now. Like every now and again, I get like a... I'm like, oh, what is that? God. Is that what heartburn is? Or is heartburn like an acid reflux?
Talking about food?
I think that's what heartburn is.
Acid reflux?
I feel like, normally I feel heartburn, like, in my throat and, like, upper chest.
Okay, this feels like I had
to know Joey and Austin podcast.
it feels like insides. I had a slight gas bubble in my chest for a brief second, and it's gone.
Yeah, I think that's what heartburn is.
Okay.
I had heartburn forever and, like, had no idea that it was heartburn.
I had heartburn once. Someone lit my heart on fire.
Literally.
Ha ha. Ba-dum-ts. I'm dead.
He's a ghost.
He's a ghost.
He's actually my split personality, just nobody knows.
Really? No, everyone knows, they just play along.
Oh, yeah. Right. Like, Fight Club.
Well, your hair's getting longer and you're growing a beard, so does that mean you're becoming your split personality?
We're slowly merging back together, is what's happening.
Fusion.
Ha! I kind of want to do the face merger thing now.
No.
With me and Ben? Yeah. Oh, thank you. I'll pass.
You don't need a face merger. I can just do it on my stuff.
Do it.
Like what I did with you and your friends.
Fun fact, Saturday I start my new workout program. Excited.
That no one sounds else like cares. Way too much work.
All of you guys are
You know
nervous.
What sounds better than that? Pizza.
I can pizza. Pizza. I want pizza. Pizza is part of my diet.
Let's get pizza.
Pizza and ice cream. I'm doing the...
we're doing chilies.
I just want food. All I've eaten today is candy at work.
Did you know that while training...
Boo-hoo.
And I made fun of kids. Hey. I'm like, no, I'm an adult. I can eat candy.
Ben
go away.
Speaking, guys.
Are we going back to the just cut Ben off every fucking sentence?
Yeah.
Last two podcasts were also that. Go ahead.
Nope.
Yep.
No, I'm done.
Yep. Nope.
No, fuck you guys.
So anyway...
Oh, Ben's crying now. So we got Joey and Ben crying.
But I'm emotional. He's just being a bitch.
Isn't that being emotional?
Shut up. All right, 5 seconds before I get cut off. Okay, no one interrupted.
I'm pretty sure it picked that up. That was pretty gross.
So when
I want that as my ringtone. I'm sorry. Continue, Ben.
So when Tom Hardy...
Oh, there was this one. I'm kidding.
God damn it. No, so when Tom Hardy was training to play Bane in Batman, his diet consisted of nothing but pizza and ice cream.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Best
I remember
diet
hearing
ever.
That sounds like my ideal diet.
That may be my diet. Just kidding, it's not. It's like
that sounds like a great diet,
chicken
though.
And fish. It's shit.
Ew.
So that's gross. No, it's
I
not
hate chicken.
Okay,
how do you hate chicken?
Because it's
that's like what
bland.
Everything tastes like.
I hate chicken. It's so bland, like by itself, like just put seasoning on it. It's like
you have not had my chicken. My chicken is the shit. It's the king shit. Sugar. It's cooked in butter.
Did you ever the watch the interview shit. Yet?
No, I still haven't.
So
oh my
have you seen The Office?
No, I still haven't.
You haven't seen The Office?
No, none of it.
Okay,
I've seen like one episode in my entire life.
Did you hear that the interview is coming to Netflix?
Oh, really?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Well, I found out a very easy way to do it rather than rely on Nikki's crappy Wi-Fi network.
Hire a prostitute?
No.
That's
YouTube.
An idea.
YouTube will play. Prostitute. YouTube will play your Google Play movies.
Which makes sense,
yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. So, like, I've been trying to hook up my Chromebook that's only Wi-Fi. All across the opposite side of Nikki's house between two bathrooms, the Wi-Fi signal, and bathroom pipes are horrible on Wi-Fi, by the way.
Are they?
Yeah, like yeah. That's
mathematical
like...
Mathematical science.
Yeah. The pipes. Your glasses are fogging up.
Yeah, they're there. Can't take you serious right now. But hey, you're not bleeding out of your face anymore.
For the moment.
Oh, were you having a nosebleed?
No, it's... But my eyes are like really
now
red.
Now you know if he was having a nosebleed.
Is it really that bad?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's really funny. It kind of looks like you're angry.
Like angry eyebrows.
Angry eyebrows.
But
Peter Capaldi.
The Asian guy from The Office is the bad Asian guy from the interview.
Oh.
You know that one bad Asian guy?
Yeah.
The dictator?
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un.
The dictator?
You know, I was really upset that they didn't pick, like, an uglier...
I know, everyone's like, Kim Jong-un.
Oh my god.
I know, like, Kim Jong-un is dorky enough looking already. Like, and they picked a guy who, like, looked better than Kim Jong-un. It was kind of weird.
I don't know if anyone picked that up, but I just burped.
Yeah, I think we got that. I'm pretty sure this waveform.
And it wasn't even, like, a hearty burp. It was, like, on my tongue. It wasn't good.
You burped on your tongue?
Yeah. It, like, rolled out of my stomach.
Did it roll off your tongue?
Just, like, crawled up and was
like, ta-da! No, it stayed there, so I'm like...
Where are we going to eat?
Chili's.
I thought we've already decided.
I know, but Austin said pizza, and I'm like,
Austin never gets his way, and he's used to it, so, you know.
Are we doing pizza? Good. We could totally do pizza.
I thought we already decided on Chili's, though.
I don't care.
I thought we did, too. I don't care. I'll eat anything.
Ben, let's go to pizza.
All right.
Let's go to pizza.
Let's go to pizza.
Go to pizza.
Let's have.
Do you want to go to Brooklyn Precinct or Precinct Pizza, whatever it is?
That is the choice pizza place.
Yeah, that is. Ideally.
ideally.
What was it?
What if you
there,
don't daily?
There is a deal on Pizza Hut right now to where you can get like so many, like a large or extra large, whatever.
Carry out only.
Pizza with 10 toppings.
10 toppings?
10 toppings for $10. But.
I don't like toppings on my pizza.
There is a, what do you call it? A glitch.
In the matrix?
In the syntax to where, like in the coding. So you can order extra pizzas for only a dollar more. So you can get two large pizzas with 10 toppings. Or $11.
Or 15 pizzas for $25 with 10 toppings each.
Hell yeah. Let's do it. It'd
be $24.
You shut your whore mouth.
Okay.
Well, Ben's right.
He is. But he can still shut his whore mouth.
I've been right and smart a lot today.
I've been dumb and not and wrong a lot today.
It's because I'm your alter ego, so one of us has to be dumb.
And I've also been like draining from my face. So.
That's true. I'm not draining from my face, however.
What if this is like extended food poisoning from our food truck adventure?
Oh my god!
Yeah. So when we left Texas, there was a we had to like get on a train and then two buses to get to the airport. And there was this like breakfast burrito truck like right by the train stop. And Ben were like, "Hey, you want to have food poisening for breakfast?" And we had food poisoning for breakfast.
Those were our exact words.
Yeah, we went. We got these fairly delicious breakfast burritos with like eggs and bacon
food
and
poisoning.
Chiva.
He got bacon, egg, and cheese, and I got chorizo, egg, and cheese. And the chorizo, egg, and cheese ended up hurting me a lot more than the bacon hurt him.
Yeah. I mean, and the bacon still hurt me. Let's not get this wrong here.
But I shit like three times and threw up. In the
I had like three fiery shits, and then I
did you ask for the bacon to be less cooked than usual?
No, I wasn't going to make any special requests. And
the guy barely spoke English.
Yeah. He wouldn't have understood what I meant. I had actually asked for, I would just like bacon in the hopes of getting strips of bacon, but he still gave me a bacon and egg and cheese breakfast burrito, so.
So there was there is a Thai restaurant around here that some of my coworkers go to. Uh-huh. And it's pretty cool because Nikki keeps.
Austin, are you pregnant?
But, so this Thai place.
Guys, you're making awful podcast
yes,
noises.
I know.
Lack of professionalism.
So,
says the guy who has the podcast with dicks, and more dicks.
Shut up.
And that is professionalism at its best.
Yeah, it's advertising. It's Nikki, different. It's a niche. So, anyways.
But really, Nikki.
Nikki, sounds. Seriously, it is picking up.
It does.
So, there is this Thai place that has food, like most Thai places do. And some of my coworkers, when they go in there and they order, it's like, yeah, I'll have that right there. And then he says it in their language and then says it in his language and then says the number. He goes, one, points at it, and they go, okay. They go back,
and they
come
it up.
Back with other food that's not to go. It's in-house, and it's the wrong food.
That's great.
And he's like, no, I want it to go. And like, okay, and they put it in. And then they do you want anything else? He goes, yeah, can I get some sriracha sauce? I'm like, okay. He goes back, leaves for five, like, is gone for like 5 minutes, comes back. He came back with cilantro. It's like, what?
Sriracha, cilantro,
I'd be dining elsewhere.
Yeah.
That's happening.
Or I would study Taiwanese.
Well, no, he spoke it.
Oh.
How do you fuck up your own language?
It's not his language, but, like, he spoke it.
No, how do they fuck up their own language?
I don't know.
Maybe they're not Taiwanese.
You're Taiwanese.
Is Taiwanese actually a thing? Because I totally just made that title up.
No.
Taiwan.
People from Taiwan.
I was totally pulling that name out of my ass.
Now, I don't know. I don't know if Thai food is from Taiwan.
I would assume it is.
But it's Thai.
No, I think it's from Thailand.
Thailand.
So, Thailandica.
East. You would speak Thai.
I have a friend whose name is Thai. And he's Asian, too.
I have a friend whose last name is Thai. His first name is
Thai. I think he is from Thailand also, but I could be wrong about
Thailand,
that.
The land
Thai
of Thai.
From Thailand who speaks Taiwanese.
Is his last name Tyson? Wait, I just made another pun, but I didn't mean to.
Tyson,
son of Ty.
Ty Tyson.
No,
that's the son's
Ty-Ty.
Name.
Ty Tyson.
Yeah, so... Man, Nikki is just all over Austin today.
I have to wear a tie to work.
Every day?
No.
They're going to have sex on
Guys.
Nikki turned into a cat.
Don't say guys because I'm not going in on it.
Austin.
I'm literally just sitting here and she's all over me.
If you've ever seen a cat like crawl up onto somebody or another animal.
Someone used their camera to take a picture of my size.
They just like, that's Nikki and Austin, right? Nikki is now sitting on Austin's head. I don't understand how this is comfortable for either party.
It's not.
Man, this podcast is just going all sorts of downhill in levels of professionalism.
And I have a picture for the...
Link dump?
Yeah. I want to see it.
That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. Oh.
It's lovely. I was just getting bored.
So to add to that unprofessionalism...
Hey, I think we're just gonna end the podcast here. I'm dying. I'm hungry. It's 45 minutes. We did pretty good.
Yeah, we made it.
We're hungry.
We're cranky. Nikki's now distracted. And if we're not careful, she's gonna start crawling on the furniture and scratching shit.
Peeing on the rug.
Peeing on the rug.
Jesus Christ.
Chewing on the cables.
Eating the couch.
She's just gonna eat through the couch.
Chewing on the cables.
And we don't want that. The audio quality goes downhill.
I was afraid you guys weren't gonna come back. So,
you should do that. Like, let's all leave the room except Nikki, and then like there's a little bit of rustling, and then there's just silence for the next like 5 minutes on the podcast because she chewed out the audio cables. It's like, Nikki, what are you? And then nothing else.
You got to play with the cable a little bit, make it all staticky, and then
like that.
Yeah, just like that, and then silence.
All right, so you're gonna edit that to make that happen.
Nikki, what are you...
Damn it, Austin.